It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
We are two wild and crazy guys
on AM 930 WEOL.
Eighteen minutes away from 5 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas with you until 5:30 today. And then girls basketball will take center stage. We've got tournament hoops coming your way. It's Elyria Catholic taking on Lutheran West in the Girls Division III North Ridgeville District. We're going to continue to talk hoops here as we head to the hotline and we bring in Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. And boy, Jim, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Cavaliers 2-1 since our conversation last Wednesday, defeating the Suns and the Grizzlies. And I want to focus for a moment here, Jim, if we could, on Kevin Love's performance on Saturday night. 32 points, 12 boards as well, and he did all of that in just 26 minutes. And, of course, that has a lot of Cavaliers fans thinking, you know, how much longer will the minutes restriction be in play? Any idea as to how much longer that's going to be monitored and when we might be able to see him play close to 40 minutes again?
Well, based on what Coach Drew had said the other day in the pregame press conference, it's strictly up to the doctors and how they feel. They're not going to rush him. Of course, your hand starts scratching when he plays as outstanding as he did. His efficiency that particular night was outstanding. Then the next night, you know, then 2 nights later, we play another team, and you could see that the recovery just isn't there. It just takes time, you know, but all things moving forward, we now have a healthier team. We have a little more size with Kevin and also Marquise Chris, and Tristan hopefully will be back pretty soon. So we're not going to be that bad a team. I like the style we're playing. We are developing an identity, and that can only happen when guys play together. This is the best Cavalier team I've seen in a long time that really goes out of their way to keep up the pace and also to pass the ball. They're playing very well right now, but there's so much more room for growth.
Can you elaborate on just how much better the Cavaliers are when Kevin Love is on the floor and how he makes the other guys around him better as well? Because I think you kind of saw it a little bit. He
sure
came off the floor, you know, in the game we just referenced against the Grizzlies. And I think collectively you're like, oh, he was dominating, but there's that minutes restriction. But, you know, Jim, you told us before when he was injured, you know, the team cleared him to go on trips. And it just seems like his presence, even if he's not playing, is enough to make these guys around him better.
Well, it's huge because you're all over it. Because in our game, everybody's good. You know, you and I have talked about that before. Everybody's good. So what's the denominator? It's got to be the mental approach to the game. You know, how you look at things. Kevin traveling with us, telling jokes, taking the kids out to eat, all of those things, telling jokes on the plane, being around the guys. You know, all of those things help give these young players who've never felt this kind of pressure or that have had this kind of exposure to do good or bad, that's a lot of pressure on these young kids, and then you're losing games on top of it. You know, the toughest thing was just getting over not having LeBron. Unbelievable. I mean, here's a guy that dominated the ball. He was ball dominant, and we played basically his style of play. Now we're being asked to play a more freestyle play, a more up-tempo. And it has taken us a while to make the adjustment. Oh, and then the entries to Love, Tristan, and you can name five or six, Nwaba, who was just turning the corner, showing us what he could do. All of those things, when you're a young player and you have a fundamentally young team, it just builds inconsistency. It is so hard to get things together. Now Love comes back. You can take a deep breath. You can exhale. Let him handle that pressure. You know, he's been an all-star. He's carried teams in Minnesota. He was the third option here. Now we're asking him to be the first option. And that's going to be an adjustment for him because he hasn't been the first option in a while. And so the game he had the other night, everything just fell in place. I mean, he was doing a catch-and-shoot fadeaway for three-point range and making the shots. He just makes everybody more comfortable.
Well, and I think you would agree, too, here, Jim. It was at least to some degree a blessing in disguise because with those guys out, the younger players had an opportunity to really step in and make an impact. And one of the guys that you singled out in the pregame show on Saturday was Ante Zizic. And you had mentioned that, you know, Coach Drew is having a real hard time keeping him off the floor because, as you stated on Saturday, with each and every game that he plays, he's revealing something new about his game. And over the last three games, he certainly showed a lot, but to really specify this, Jim, which elements of his game do you think he has really shown that he can do something that maybe we didn't see from him before?
Well, he's playing faster, and that was always a negative for him. He's not super athletic, but he has great hands. He has great instincts to the ball. He has great instincts in getting up and down the floor. But he was always, it always seemed like he was a step slow. And it was because he wasn't used to the speed of the game. We oftentimes talk about it, but the speed of the game is fundamentally based on pace. He wasn't used to playing that fast. Now he is. Now he's getting the chance. He runs up down. His conditioning is better. He's always had good hands. He's always been a good pick-and-roll guy. But now he's developed a jump shot, and when he's been asked to post against smaller players, he makes them pay. He has excellent footwork down below. He has balance. He'll fake one way, play his options, use his right or left hand. He's coming around, and now he's even blocking shots. So that means that he's been more aggressive on the defensive end. All of those things we need from him. It's going to be hard to keep him out of the rotation when Tristan comes back. We know what Tristan can do, but I like where we're going with this kid. If you look at the kids that are playing similar styles, Nurkic, and then you look at Jokic, both of those guys are playing his style. He's just as athletic and maybe a little more athletic than both of them. Not quite as big, but he has that same demeanor about his game. And it's all happening because now the game isn't too fast for him. He can get up and down the floor. He plays just as hard on the defensive end as the offensive end. His confidence is just blown out of the water. Just like Osman, these kids really know they can play now. And that's been huge because of the injuries, as you mentioned.
Jim, you had mentioned Zizic adjusting to the speed of the game, and you oftentimes hear rookies say, look, that's the biggest difference from the college game to the pro game. How does one adjust to the speed of the game? Is it all about just getting those reps?
No, you know what it is. It is about the reps, but it's about the experience of the rep.
Sure.
So that when you see those situations come up, consciously or subconsciously, you can anticipate. You can anticipate where you need to be, what's going to happen, and you get more in tune with the action on the floor. That can only come, as you mentioned, through experience on the floor. And then just through your memory and putting it in your database, and when you see those situations again, you'll know how to react. And all of that has taken time. And that's why he's moving faster now. There's no hesitation. He's not a step too slow. He's right in the groove, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better for him.
We're being joined by Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, Jim, I want to go back to Monday night's loss against Portland. I think, to some degree, it really revealed the resolve of this team. Down 23 at the half, then they eventually trimmed the deficit to just two. What were some of the major differences in your mind in the second half of the Cavaliers?
Well, they were more aggressive. It was just simple as that. They were more aggressive. They might have even been in a little awe of that dynamic backcourt of McCollum and Lillard. But they adjusted, and they may be the most. Them and Denver are probably the most talented teams, maybe 1 through 10 in our league. They are both very talented teams, and they just kept running players at us. But what Drew did is he made them start defending better. Remember all the three-pointers they got in the first half? Well, they didn't get all of those in the second half until Lillard went crazy in the fourth. And so they gave us a chance to get back in the game. And then we started to make shots. And when you're making shots and you're a young team, it encourages you to play defense even harder. It's a motivating factor with young kids. They're not like us older guys. If we're not shooting the ball better, then we automatically start defending harder. Well, young kids don't do that. You know, they've always been conditioned that if my offense is good, then I'll make my defense good to get the ball back. And when it isn't, you know, they usually struggle. But not the case in the second half. I don't know what Drew told them, but you could see it on the floor. It had a lot to do with being more active, making the extra pass, and doing a better job defensively closing out on the three-point shooters. We do have some talent. That's the crazy thing about this league now. It's not like in the old days, guys, when I played. And because when I played, you look at the schedule and you say, okay, this is a bad team or a losing team. So you only got outplayed maybe two guys that are starters in the lineup. The rest of the guys are what we call scrubs. It's not like that anymore. Now even the bad teams and the teams that aren't good, being winning consistently, they have talent, and that's a denominator now. All of those teams now have talent, and that's what's different in the league now.
You mentioned one of the guys who was knocking down a lot of shots during that second-half comeback for the Cavaliers, Jetty Osman. I know that's a name that we talk about consistently,
yes.
But, you know, boy, Jim, his talent has been on display, especially over the last five games. Which areas do you think he's really kind of grown the most throughout the course of the season?
Well, I think it's his confidence. And just like Zizic, the game is not too fast for him. And finally, he gets it. He's not forcing his game like he was earlier in the year, trying to be LeBron-ish, trying to create situations that he thought were going to be there. And I'm sorry about this phone. I don't know who's knocking. But the thing about it is that now he honestly understands that the game will come to you if you slow down. If you slow down, the game will come to you. And it has. But you know how much confidence that takes for a young player to not get many touches in the first half, and then in the second half, if you've noticed over the last 8 or 9 games, he's been exploding. That takes a tremendous amount of confidence in what you know you can do, and also confidence in what the coaching staff has been telling him. Don't force your game. Let it come to you. Now he's seen everything in the first half. He's talented enough to make minor adjustments, and he's had tremendous impact on our wins and even our close losses, because he's been able to score outside, inside, catch and shoot, off the dribble, force turnovers. I mean, this kid is getting better right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think from one year to the next, you never quite know what to expect, but he's taken on a totally different role this year as well. You think about where he was a year ago, Jim.
Yes.
I mean, he was just providing some energy and a few minutes off the bench. Now you're calling on this guy outside of Kevin Love to perhaps be your highest point scorer a night in and night out.
You're exactly right. I mean, we're developing talent, and we have not been able to do that. Why? Because our philosophy was different with LeBron. We were on the fast track. So we had a whole bunch of old veterans playing with us that were trying to get the job done, and it worked. It got us to 4 NBA finals. But now that LeBron is gone, we have to do what most teams always have done. They've developed talent. You don't know who's good in this league until you can afford to put them on the floor consistently and let them go through the psychological changes that players have to go through to make adjustments to be competitive. And that's what we're getting out of Zizic. That's what we're getting out of Osman. And tremendous leadership from Dellavedova. Dellavedova, bringing him back, was an unbelievable strategic move. If you've noticed, he's not scoring a lot of points. Some nights he doesn't even score. But what he does do, he organizes those units. He's highly competitive, and it's contagious. And young players pick that up. And you can't take that lightly. He's showing them what they have to do and how hard they have to play to win in this league. And psychologically, these kids are picking up. They may not be able to consciously to say, okay, I got to play like Deli. But it's something that's contagious about the effort that he gives. And now it's transferred into our younger players.
Absolutely. I think anybody that's seen a Cavalier game this year since they added Deli can certainly see that. Not only has he been a terrific facilitator, but as you mentioned, I think his leadership has certainly been on display since he's been on the floor consistently.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. All right, well, Jim, tomorrow, Cavaliers taking on the New York Knicks. You know, one of the teams in the Eastern Conference that certainly struggled a bit this year. What are
that's
we expecting
right.
tomorrow night with the Knicks?
Well, it's a measuring stick. You know, our style against their style, very similar, but their roster against our roster, both of these teams are trying to get better. Both of these teams are going to have some opportunities to get some players. If you look at where they're ranked and where we're ranked, we're very close in almost every category. Now let's rate our players. Now we came through with flying colors the last time we played them. It looked like we had more talent than them. They've got some talent, some unbelievable talent. They've got Knox and they've got the big kid. But I'm telling you that the Cavaliers have some exceptional players. And when they play against kids their age, they play with more confidence now because they have experience. I just look for a wide open game, a high scoring game, because both of these coaches will let their kids play. And I look for Osmond and Love to have outstanding games.
Certainly looking forward to that tomorrow night. Cavaliers taking on the New York Knicks at the Mecca, right? Down at Madison Square Garden. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. Jim, as always, we appreciate the time. Great stuff as always, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you, guys. Great stuff. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Jim. Again, Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Cavs taking on the Knicks tomorrow. And, oh, yeah, Cavaliers are hosting the Detroit Pistons this Saturday, March 2nd, at Quicken Loans Arena. And if you want a pair of tickets to see the Cavaliers and the Pistons this Saturday, March 2nd, well, you're in luck. Thanks to our friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Saturday's game between the Cavs.